Now, this is the second part of my story about our New Year's Eve celebration in Havana, Cuba, some 15 years ago or something. And yeah, we stayed at this family for, I think, maybe 3 nights. And they were sort of academics. I think the father in the family, he was worked at the time as a teacher or something. He had been in Soviet Union, and he spoke Russian, and they were sort of educated people, basically. And then they had 2 small children, a TV, where Fidel Castro held one of his famous speeches that just went on and on for hours. And for those $15, that was the equivalent of, I think, 1 month pay for each of these parents. So they made like 3 months' salaries out of our stay there for 3 nights. So that was a good deal for them and for us as well. And then came the New Year's Eve, and the whole building sort of erupted in partying. There were salsa dances going on in the apartment next to ours. We went in there, and some woman should, you know, she had this idea she should teach me how to dance salsa. It didn't go very well. I had too much rum. And also, they didn't have any fireworks because they're simply too poor. They don't have the money to spend on that. But instead, me and some kids ended up on the roof of the building, where we brought up buckets of water and throw the water down on cars and bicyclists and the people who were walking the street. So that was sort of their kind of celebration during the New Year's Eve in Havana, Cuba, 1998, I think it was. Very, very special thing and very interesting experience that I wouldn't be like to have undone. Sort of I remember it very clearly, at least up to the point that I got too drunk on this rum. So, but fun place to go to, man. I can really recommend it. Alrighty, thank you, bye.